Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of This is Catholicism on member-supported Restoration Radio. I am your host, Justin Eldracker, and today we are joined by our usual guest, Father Philip Eldracker. Welcome, Father. Thank you for joining us.
Happy to be back for a new season of This is Catholicism.
Yes, so as Father mentioned, we are starting a new season today, and we are continuing on from where we left off in last season, which was in Chapter 1 of Part 3, which was on grace. So today we're going to be starting Chapter 2 of Part 3 on the sacraments. Before we get started today on this new section, Father, could you just give us a quick recap of where we left off?
Yes. So in the previous season, we began this third and final section of the Catechism to cover the means of grace. In other words, how is it that God in his infinite wisdom and providence helps us to reach heaven? So the first section of the Catechism, we had covered what we must believe, the things that God has revealed. The second section of the Catechism, we had covered what we must do and not do in order to observe the laws of God. And in this third section, we are covering how God assists us to observe his commandments and to grow in virtue to reach that perfection to which we are all called. And we saw in the last season that this is ultimately through his grace. And the principal means by which we may obtain an increase of grace are through the sacraments and prayer. So this shows us the importance of this new section that we are studying, this new chapter that we are studying, beginning today, the chapter on the sacraments, because it is these two things, the sacraments and prayer, which are the principal gifts, the means which God has given us to become a saint. And so the more we understand the sacraments, the more we use them as they are meant to be used, the more graces we obtain by them, and consequently, the more rapidly we grow towards that perfection to which we are called. So this is in a sense one of the more important sections of the Catechism, how we can in the practical order become saints by utilizing the means given to us by God, the sacraments and prayer. So that being said, we are now in a better position perhaps to consider what is being covered in this chapter that we begin today, the sacraments in general, and then each sacrament, of course, in particular.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much for that, Father. And so starting with question one, what is a sacrament?
A sacrament is a visible or sensible sign instituted by Jesus Christ by which invisible grace and inward sanctification are communicated to our souls. And of course, the question as to that by a sensible, so we mentioned a sacrament is a sensible sign, by this is meant something that can be perceived by some of the senses. So as we saw in the last season, grace is something which is necessarily invisible. We don't see it because it is being imparted to our soul, which is a spiritual thing. Our soul cannot be seen with our bodily eyes. And so the sacraments have a great, you might say even enormous utility to us because they show us in a fashion that we can actually perceive that the invisible graces of God are being given to us in a particular instance. Whereas when we pray, for example, yes, we often see that our prayers are answered in particular cases, but we do not see the graces being given to us. And thus the sacraments are a great source, not only of grace, but also of consolation to us, especially, for example, with the sacrament of penance, that we can go to confession and we know my sins are forgiven after I have made a good confession. That is an enormous consolation to the soul. And so it is a great benefit to us that our Lord has instituted these visible or sensible signs in the sacraments that is connected to the sacrament, so much so that if the sensible sign is present and the person himself is not in distress.